What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Today's episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast is brought to you by Code Blue Scents. Not only do they have an extensive lineup of deer scents and urines, but they also have some scent elimination products like laundry detergent, field spray, and everything else you need. So before you get started with your hunt this season, be sure to check out Code Blue Scents. This episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast is brought to you by the Moultrie Mobile Feed Hub. How many times have you gone to check your deer feeder only to realize that it wasn't working properly and your well-planned hunt would be a waste of time because there's no telling how long it had been empty or clogged? Well, the Feed Hub solves all of these problems by bringing the power and convenience of cellular technology directly to your deer feeder. With the Feed Hub, you have complete control over feed times and you can rest easy knowing your feeder is working properly and you'll be ready for your next hunt. The Feed Hub's universal design means it'll work with most major brands of feeders, and you can learn more information at MoultrieMobile.com. Hey guys, I'm Cameron Stover from HuntingGearDeals.com. Today, I'm joined by Will Cooper from HuntStand. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Cameron. Really appreciate you inviting me on to talk all things HuntStand.
Hey, man, we got turkey season's winding down for me. So as soon as turkey season ends, I'm ready to start looking towards deer season. And a lot of the time frame between now and the start of season is done through digital scouting, especially on these out-of-state hunts. I learned real quick that I don't want to go walk and beat around the bush in the summertime scouting public ground because it's thick, it's sloppy, there's bugs. It's just a miserable experience. So if I can scout from the comfort of my cell phone, it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, dude. I mean, absolutely. I mean, there are a ton of different tools and features that HuntStand offers, not only mobile app version, but you've got the web version as well that, you know, it makes it where you don't have to step foot or spend money on miles or gas to go put foot on public ground if you have to. I mean, or if you don't have to, I mean, but sometimes it is nice to get out there, you know, especially like after you've done your e-scouting. It really just helps mitigate a lot of things and help you be more efficient in the woods. So, I mean, we can get into the thick of it on whatever you want to know, man.
Sounds good, man. Time efficiency is a very key factor in somebody like me. I got a new baby at home this year, so my time that I'm going to be devoting to the woods is going to be limited. So I want to be quick and efficient on my time. So let's kind of talk about some of the tools that HuntStand offers. I mean, there's probably a user out there that doesn't know what HuntStand is. So let's just start with the basics and just kind of jump into the weeds.
Man, first and foremost, it's a land management and hunting navigational tool that just offers some super basic features, you know, from mapping, seeing where you are on the map, seeing where your deer stands are, marking those. I mean, it can be as simple as that, and then it can get super specific, getting to the minutia from whitetail activity forecasts, a rut map that covers the United States, hunt zone to know where your wind is. You got everything from solunar, offline maps. That's just kind of the tip of the iceberg of it. I mean, there's just lots of different layers that can really help you fine tune your experience in the woods.
Okay. So this kind of the digital scouting side of things kind of started back in the day with, for me, it was like Google Earth. And then we got into knowing property, who owned property, and having the GIS software available to us. But now we've got into so much more technological advancements, like this whitetail forecast. Like, let's talk a little bit about that if you can, and how that's going to help us this season.
Yeah. So the first thing I want to get into with the whitetail activity forecast is, you've got other maps out there, mapping services that they will claim that it's the most accurate. Some of them are okay, right? But in terms of hunt stands, ours was actually designed by our engineers here in unison with Brian Murphy. Now, those that don't know Brian Murphy, wildlife biologist, wildlife management guy, he was the CEO of Quality Deer Management Association for 30 plus years. Which is now the, I think, Deer Management Association. And he, in unison with our app developers here at Hunt Stand, they went to every state wildlife agency group to get rutting data. Now, what is that rutting data? They got it from fecal data that they had collected across many years. And so they're able to basically take fecal data from, or fetal data from these does and all these deer that they have done a lot of their research on, and it helps them backdate of when the rut actually started, whenever that doe conceived with that buck. And they are able to basically map out and go down to the county level within each state to give the most accurate rut data, which then gets factored into the whitetail activity forecast to give people a good window and just being able to see that forecast ahead of when the rut starts, deer season starts. You can start to see that whitetail activity forecast, and it gives you percentages based on some of that data. And of course, it also takes into current weather data for your hunt area and all these other factors that give you the most accurate whitetail activity forecast. We started off with giving people a 72-hour forecast, and now it's extended all the way out to 15 days. So why does that come in handy? Guys like you and me, we get to hunt a lot. A lot of folks out there, they may only get, you know, what is it, that weekend on Thanksgiving. They may only get opening weekend, or they have a very small amount of time that they set aside at work that they can go and hunt. That's their time. And what this helps do is it helps people see in advance to really maximize their time. You only get 2 days, okay? You want to take off a Friday and a Monday, or a Thursday, Friday. So then you get essentially kind of 4 days with those 2 days off, including the weekend. And it really helps you kind of fine tune on, when should I go out in the woods based off the activity? You can look ahead, see what the weather is going to be doing. You got some fronts moving in. It's going to give you that forecast of what your percentages are predicted to be. So ideally, you want to be looking for those higher percentages. You know, anything above 70% is really good. And of course, when you get into the rut, you know, you want to see some good forecast percentages in the 90s. And it just helps people look at that. So that way they're, you know, there might be something that comes through, might have a hot day in November or December, whatever it is, whatever time of the year you're hunting, that you're looking ahead. So you got a hot day. Activity forecast is super low. It's like, oh, okay, well, probably shouldn't go that day. But really just, you know, like I stated earlier, gives you that window of opportunity to look ahead and maximize your time in the woods to be efficient and use the most of the time that you have.
Yeah. So for me, like there's during the rut, like if you can be fluid with the time you're going to be in the woods, like I don't have to take a week off now and hunt 7 straight days, hoping for that 1 or 2 days of movement. If I can pinpoint that, save my days if I'm limited on time off for vacation. Save those for the right times, and this will help me do that. I'm more efficient, and I'm more effective when I'm in the woods.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, man, just kind of reiterate like what Brian Murphy did with our developers here, just like going to each of those state wildlife agencies and getting that field data. Dude, that was huge. I mean, it really was. Cause I mean, if you look at the rut map that we have, it's insane how varied the rut happens across the United States. I mean, you've got parts of Florida that it starts, I think, in July.
Yep.
South Texas, the very southern tip of Texas, you know, it'll go all the way till, you know, late January. And you'll even have some, you know, post-rut, waning rut action, even in like that early February for places that might be an MLD property. And then it shows you just all the different areas within the United States where whitetail live.
Yeah. So it's funny we had this conversation. So I'm not a Brian Murphy, but yeah. I was writing a blog article for my website, huntingyourdeals.com, and it was talking about predicting the rut.
Yeah.
And the whole point of it is not to avoid the moon, avoid all these historical data, gestational period of mm-hmm. a whitetail doe when it's bred 200-201 days.
Yep.
Whenever she's born, whenever that fawn is born, you backdate it to the conception. Yep. That's the simplicity of this whole project that Brian Murphy put together. And then mm-hmm. it just, people don't understand that. We put way too much thought into it, but conception is peak rut. Backdate it from the time that fawn is born. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's super simple, man. And you know, the thing that I wouldn't say that they necessarily discovered in all this, but one of the things that really highlights, you've got people out there that, you know, early October, you'll have like that small little cool front that comes through, and then you see a young buck chasing after does, and people are like, "Oh man, the rut's here early. Rut started. Oh man, it's not going to start November now." And you got people that are thinking that. It's like, well, you're going to start to see some pre-rut activity, and that's the whole thing about, you know, the rut map as well. It's going to give you pre-rut, full-blown rut, post-rut, waning rut, second rut phases, because you've just got this wide range of when the rut is happening for the white-tailed deer. But the main part, like you've talked about, is focusing on that peak rut, that a lot of times the window of when that happens for these different regions, states, counties for the deer across the United States, it's about a 1 to 2 week window that peak rut happens every year. It's not going to be, you know, that's just a misconception that when people see deer rutting, they assume that that's the peak. And so that's not the case.
Golly, I can remember the first deer I ever killed out of a tree stand was opening day, and it was chasing a doe, like mm-hmm. a little tiny buck. It was chasing a doe, running by me, grunting. I was like, oh my gosh, the rut's in opening day. No, I was just young and inexperienced. But the truth of the matter is, those deer, they get a little antsy when that temperature drops, that testosterone starts to form, and they're going to chase. It's just that doe's got to be receptive. And she is the proving factor in that, because that buck's going to do what he wants to do. She just has to be willing.
Absolutely, man.
So we've got this whitetail forecast, and that's all been based off of what Brian Murphy's kind of put together. Now, this data, is this based off of years of historical data, or is this like 2023 data, and then next year we're going to get 2024 data, and it's just going to keep building?
It's years of historical data, but you know, as we progress, it will get updated over time, you know, just to be more current. But everything that's been put into it so far, it's historical data, so it's going to be the most accurate rut map and whitetail activity forecast that you're going to see.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great tool. Most of the people listening to this podcast are going to be whitetail hunters, and you have to be, is there a special membership you got to have with Hunt Stand in order to get that part of it?
So in order to get that part of Hunt Stand for right now, you have to upgrade to Pro Whitetail, and I'll allude to that in a little bit, but for now you've got to get Pro Whitetail. Pro, you'll get a lot of many of the upgraded features within the pro tier, but if you want to get these whitetail specific features, Pro Whitetail is where it's at.
Okay. So is there anything else we should know about the Pro Whitetail feature, or are you ready to jump into another one?
Man, only other couple things that are within pro whitetail that will help some of the hunters out there, and I'll say it's probably more geared towards public land hunters or guys that are maybe stepping foot on a buddy's place for the first time that they got free reign, or just somewhere they're not familiar with for year one and they've got a new lease. That's going to be crop history and our whitetail habitat map. So essentially what those two things we're going to do when it comes to crop, it's going to give you crop history of what that crop has been over the past few years. And you can kind of see just on different places that, you know, it's rotated from corns, beans, whatever it is, how that farmers have rotated, whether it's on public land, private land, wherever that property is. But then the other one I really like, it's our whitetail habitat map. And what it does, it's essentially a heat map. That when you first open up that layer, you're going to see a bunch of blues, greens, reds, and red is good. When you start to see concentrated areas that start to turn from that blue into your yellows, oranges, and reds, it's not going to be a very well-defined heat map per se. But what it does is it's going to help you concentrate your scouting efforts, your boots on the ground efforts of to suitable habitat for whitetail. So that's what that layer is going to show. So we've had people ask us before, like, what do the colors mean? Red is good. Blue is bad. So when you start to see red, focus all your efforts into that area.
Okay, that makes sense. And I would imagine this would be very beneficial during shed season, where you're looking for bedding areas and you're looking for sheds inside cover and browse and things of that nature.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So what else? So we're not all whitetail hunters. Is hunt stand going to help other forms of hunting and things like that?
Yes. You know, since its inception date, you know, hunt stand initially was scout look. Hunt stand came on to the map 2018. Well, then hunt stand, scout look merged, just became hunt stand. And we've been primarily known as a whitetail group. That's who we are. We talk whitetail, eastern whitetail. That's our market. And we talk to all the hunters out there. We chase deer. It's what we love to do. But coming soon, I'm not going to get too in depth on the details, but, we've got some good updates coming down the pipeline that, not only are whitetail hunters going to love even more, Western guys are going to like it too.
Uh-oh. Well, when that time frame comes and we start to hear about them hitting the market, maybe we'll jump back on the podcast, we'll dive deep into those, just kind of what we're doing with the whitetail stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're gonna have to. I mean, it's, we got some good stuff coming here very soon.
Sounds good. Now, with these changes and for where hunt stand started versus where it's at today, there's been a lot of technological advancements and changes to this app. Mm-hmm. The education side of it is probably a constant battle. Where does the consumer find information other than a podcast like this of how to utilize this app and get the most out of it?
So we've got a few different outlets. We've got our field notes section on our website. It's just huntstand.com, and you can see the field notes section that we've got a lot of educational stuff there for not only how to use hunt stand, where to use it, just different tips and tactics on how you can use it in different scenarios, from whitetail, turkey, predator hunting, some Western big game stuff. But then we've got a lot of how-to stuff and educational on our YouTube channel. That's just our Hunt Stand YouTube channel that people can go in there, and we've got videos on there as simple as how to set up a hunt area, what is hunt zone, and different parts of the app itself. And that's actually one of the things that when we have some of this new stuff coming down the pipeline pop out, a lot of that's going to change.
Okay. And pricing wise, like, you can get started with a pro membership for like $30. And then the whitetail version that we talked about was like $69.99 or something like that.
Yeah. So we've got three different tiers. Essentially, we've got free, which you're going to get some of the basic mapping features. You're not going to get into, you know, all of your whitetail stuff that we've been talking about. But once you get into pro, you can get all 50 states for $29.99 a year. So some of our competitors out there, you either have to pick two, or you just got to pick one, or you might get a handful of them. We're giving y'all all 50. So you're going to be able to have that. And then to get those whitetail specific features, the ones that we've been talking about most recently, that's where you got to go to upgrade to Pro Whitetail. And that's where it's going to be $69.99 a year.
Yeah. And a lot of people, when they buy a mapping app like this, they only focus on their home state. But
yeah,
what I've found is areas of the country that I didn't plan on hunting or really doing it, but when I was on vacation or traveling for work and I started seeing deer, turkey, antelope, I started dropping these waypoints, because if I see that enough, I'm going to want to come back.
Yeah.
So having access to those all 50 states is really important, because you never know when you're going to have that opportunity to chase that hunt of a lifetime, or you're going to find yourself in a situation where you can just take advantage of hunting. Heck, you can go to Wisconsin for like $75 for the first year last time I was there.
Yeah.
So you just, it's good to have that access for not a high price. $29.99 is pretty cheap.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, and you know, just some of the other features that you get within that pro tier. I mean, you're going to get your property info. So like you're talking about, if you're heading out on vacation with the family in the summer, or early fall, whatever it is, and you're in a neighboring state, and you find a bunch of deer in a field that you want to go after, it could be on public where you're driving by, could be on private. So what property info is going to do for you, it's going to give you a couple things there. It's going to let you know boundaries. It's going to let you know the landowner. It's going to let you know their shipping information or their address. So that way, if you want to go knock on doors, if you want to send them a letter to try and get access to that piece of property where you saw that deer, or it's just going to give you an idea on public land. You'll be able to see hunting lands, public lands on there. So you'll know where you're at. And another really cool feature that I like that we have that other apps don't is the ability to have hunt areas and share that with people. We offer single form pin drops. So if you want to drop a pin to somebody, you can do that. But the hunt area is nice. The thing I love about that, and primarily me doing what I do, we film a lot of hunt stand originals. So we go into properties that we're not familiar with that we kind of get free rein on. Or it might be kind of semi-guided that, you know, we're not really being guided, but we just have that access and they're kind of there in case of whatever. Landowners can go in and they can mark up everything. Property boundaries, stand locations. If you're in a state where you can bait and feed, you can have those locations marked. You can have all these different features on there that you can have marked up, that when somebody comes to your property, you can give them access to see that and know where they're at. So you don't have to essentially babysit somebody and drop them off at a stand every morning. You know, they can go in and do it themselves. And so I think that's another really cool thing that we have that we offer to users out there.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Like for me, the simplicity of just having the access to the GIS software with property boundaries has allowed me to gain access to more properties than anything.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the Atlanta's like, well, I want to show you the property line, blah blah blah, and I'm like, well, is it here on my phone, just like this? And they're like, yeah, that's it. And right then and there, it's like, you don't have any other excuse as to why I can't hunt. So they're always like, yeah, go for it. If you know where it's at, like, just don't go around the neighbors.
Yeah.
And I've killed turkeys. I've killed deer. I've gained a lot of access just by having that information in the palm of my hand. And that's the simplest form of this app.
It's pretty powerful. All in the palm of your hand, man.
So if we upgrade, we got the whitetail version and stuff like that. And we got weather predictions, wind.
Yep.
You get the wind side of it. So help understand, like, if I'm using this wind calendar and kind of looking at that, like, visualize that for the consumer and how we're using it.
So our Hunt Zone technology, it rather than going on the weather app like we used to back in the day, or waking up to get on, you know, turn on your local weather, the Weather Channel. That's how I grew up, you know, seeing what the wind was doing, because that would tell me, like, where my stand was going to be that morning. Or, you know, it was kind of one of those that you'd show up on the property and you'd stick your finger in the air. You'd kick, you know, this is before the puffer bottles, you know, I'd kick the dust and see what direction the wind's blowing. It's not always the most accurate, right? I mean,
correct.
It works. I killed deer a lot of times doing that when I was younger, but there's no telling how many big bucks I got missed out on, or bucks that skirted me because of bad wind. And what our Hunt Zone does on the app, basically looks like a bullseye target on that app. And what it's going to do is it's going to give you a scent cone, if you will, on that bullseye. And it's going to give you your location. The center of it's going to be your location. And that scent cone is going to move and point in the direction that the wind is blowing. And so it's going to show you that. And the real neat thing about it is not only is it going to give you real-time wind, what it's doing, you can look ahead 72 hours in advance. I think we're actually looking to expand that here in the near future. But you can see 72 hours in advance. So let's say you show up to your property on a Thursday and you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday to hunt. And you want to see what wind's doing at each stand location that you've got marked. You can go to each stand location on your property and see how the wind's going to be doing Saturday morning, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday evening. So you know and can make a better educated decision on which stand to go to in hopes of targeting the buck that you're going after and hoping, you know, based on where his bedding could be, his travel routes, and just looking at all those different things so that way you don't get busted.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Yeah, and because a lot of times when you look at that weather app and you see this south wind, a lot of people have hard times putting that together in the field of where that wind's actually blowing. So if you can visualize that with red, bad, green, good, it makes things a lot simpler and makes that informed decisions. And I can't tell you how many people I've shared a hunting camp with that were good hunters. They killed a lot of deer.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't grasp the concept is what is a south wind and how does that affect deer movement in this area? And this, that little feature, even though it's a small minimal part of it, makes a big difference on how deer are going to move, utilize that stand and your success.
Right. And I mean, the thing, like you said, the big thing it does is it visualizes it for people, because when people see a south wind, they assume it's blowing to the south. I've seen this a few times with folks. They think it's blowing to the south instead of out of the south. Yeah. So there's just confusion all the time when you look at the Weather Channel for folks, especially for new hunters. You know, it's a learning curve, but it's just nice, like you said, that you can see it and you can visualize it and know for sure.
So, like, one of the things that you hear a lot of times is the weatherman's job is the most easiest job in the world because you can predict it, but it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Like, people still are going to pay attention and your neighbor getting fired. Yeah, it just makes stuff up, throw dots on a map. But so
yeah.
Can you share with us kind of what resources you guys utilize to gather this weather information so you're getting the most accurate data for the area in which we're in?
Yeah, we're pulling, I couldn't tell you the exact layering system we pull it from, but we do pull from the same services that a lot of the weather apps out there use. So it's going to be very accurate, just like those are. But okay. Only difference is we have the visualization.
Yeah. Okay. And then your offline map. So a lot of places, especially if you're going to take hunt stand into the Western environment, you're not going to have cell phone service. Me right. As a whitetail hunter, a lot of the places that I hunt, I have cell phone service close enough to the area to where I can find it. Out west, that's not a case. So can you have offline maps? Like, can you download all this information, have that at the palm of your hand and never have service?
Yeah, so that is a really nice thing is we've got downloadable offline maps. And I'll do it if I'm going to a new piece of property and I've got access and I know where I'm going to be. I'll go ahead and download it before I even step foot on the place, before I leave my house when I still have Wi-Fi, whether I'm going out west or to a new whitetail spot, say somewhere up in Nebraska or Kansas, where some of those service spots can be questionable. Because I don't want to find myself in a situation where I should have done it, and it's just that random spot where you don't have service, and, you know, I'm in a crucial timing situation, you know, whatever the case may be. But yeah, it's real nice to be able to go in. You can download your offline maps. It gets saved within the app. So that way you go out west, you're chasing after elk, mule deer, whatever you're chasing after, service is a no-go. You're not going to have any interruptions on the app.
Okay. And as far as the safety side of it, there's one thing feature that I would say a lot of people are hesitant to utilize, and that's that location sharing service.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for that. And it's not just say, hey man, I've fallen out of the tree. It's also like, hey, I've also got a deer down. Come help me drag it out. Here's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that aspect behind our friend sharing locations. I mean, it's just like, you know, how you can see people on your iPhones, you know, you can see their location with a little dot on the map. But the cool thing, aside from the safety features, obviously, you know, it's kind of nice when my wife knows she can see where I'm at, or if for some reason, like something did happen to me, she has access to hunt stand, so she could go on and see, like, hey, he's still at the same stand location. Like, something's going on here. Like, Josh Dahlke on our team, believe it was a good friend of his that he had actually fallen out of a tree stand and could not get up. And I can't remember, he had broken a leg or something. And luckily, I think his wife had gone and looked and seen that his location was still there. It was 10, 11 o'clock at night. So she called some friends and they went out there, and sure enough, he was at the base of the tree. Phone was way off and he couldn't get to it. So not only is there the safety side of it, but the cool side of it that I like, I've had friends use it for this exact situation. I've used it myself. Is when a deer gets shot or wounded, can't be found, you can get everybody lined up and you can do a really efficient grid search. You can see where everybody's at, so that way you're not crossing paths. And you can knock off more places on the property by seeing where everybody is instead of just circling back where somebody's already walked through. Now, that's not to say that somebody could walk by the deer and they're just blind, but it can help you be more efficient in situations like that too.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially during shed season and tracking a deer like that. Like, that seems very helpful.
Yeah, that and deer drives as well. Deer drives as well.
Yeah, I never really participated in the deer drives, but I could see where that would make sense. And basically, that's just like a live feed. Like, I see four or five blue dots. This is where you guys are standing at. Now, is there a tracking feature with that? Like, it shows what line each person's walked. Is that an option?
No, right now you just see where everybody's location is. If you wanted to do that, there is kind of a workaround for that, per se. If everybody's in the same hunt area and they're all members of the hunt area, you can use the trace feature to trace where you've walked. And so then that way you can kind of say, you can stop and save it. So then people can see which route you've taken, which way you've gone. And that way it also, that's another way to kind of help knock off certain parts of a grid section or grid area.
Yeah, that right there seems to be like the ticket when it comes to, like you said, finding a down deer that's not been able to be recovered, or shed hunting. For me, it's like, I don't want to go walk around what you shed hunted. So
yeah,
let's do that. So
yeah, that's the nice thing about, you know, being able to share those hunt areas with people, is being able to do that, because when somebody that's a member that has editing access to that hunt area, they save what they did or marked it or whatever they did. They save it, sync the hunt area, and then everybody can see it. That's the cool thing about it.
Hey, let me interrupt this podcast episode real quick and talk about huntinggeardeals.com. If you're interested in saving money on hunting gear, there's no better place on the web. Basically, what huntinggeardeals.com does is scour the web for discounted products on hunting gear and shares them in one convenient location. So type in huntinggeardeals.com in your web browser and sign up for the daily deal email so you never miss a deal. Now, back to the show.
So another really beneficial feature within the Hunt Stand app is our monthly satellite. The nice thing about that, it's just more historical data for the hunters out there, especially when it comes to e-scouting. There's lots of different situations that it can come in handy. Specifically, kind of one that just comes to my mind right now, right off the bat, is for Western hunters. I love going out west. You might want to see what kind of snow cover there was during the winter, because that's going to help you kind of decide what kind of runoff you're going to have, what kind of water might be up in the high country, seeing if meadows are going to be green from that. And then the other thing it can do for you as well, it when it comes to e-scouting, it can help you narrow down a lot of places, cross some places off. Thinking about out west, looking for dark timber, looking for green areas, looking for wallows for you elk hunters out there. It can help you identify some of those wallows. And even for whitetail guys, you know, you're going to public land, you want to find some water, you're going to be going in deep, you want to find water. It can help you identify that, you know, whether or not it's dried up. Or let's say you've got a place where you've identified water on foot before, and you're going to be out there in a month or two, and you need to see whether or not water's been in there. It can help you identify things in a more real-time fashion, or even planning. It can really help you out with that, just crossing things off the map from that perspective.
Now, is it as detailed, like down to like when I'm zoomed as far in as I can really get and be practical,
It's still going to be detailed, but not as defined as our normal hybrid feature. So, I mean, you're still going to get some pretty good detail. I mean, I can identify a lot of trails and stuff through it. I'm trying to see. I'm on the app right now looking.
I'm doing the same. So that's why I asked the question. I was like, maybe my little area is just a little different, but it seems a little fuzzy.
It's a little bit more fuzzy when you get in super tight, but I mean, if you know you're at a pretty decent level, you can still get some great detail out of it.
Okay. Yeah, and it's nice because you can, and that data is saved too, so I can go back month after month after month and kind of compare, and how far back does this imagery go?
7 years right now.
7 years.
Yeah. So that's where I was kind of getting at, you know. With Western guys, you want to try and find a pretty good community wallow, if you will. You can do that. Whitetail public land guys, where there may not be CRP fields or corn or crops on it, it can go in there and help you identify a lot of different things that you're trying to look for, because it just gives you that back to 7 years. I mean, there's lots of stuff I'll be looking at on there.
Yeah, so in that 15 seconds it took, I just zoomed over into the west, scrolled down, instantly propped up some water, zoomed in, found some stream that's holding it, and that was April 2019. So, like, that information's so quick and easy to find, and it looks like that area in December 2019 is covered in snow. So,
yeah,
going to have some water. So, it doesn't take long to go back into that historical data and make relevancy and predictions of how it's going to be during the hunting season that you have upcoming. That's nice.
Yeah.
The 3D map. So is that, when we dive into that, like, it's easy for me to get kind of confused and like lose my place with the 3D side of it as I'm zooming and bouncing around. Mm-hmm. But looks like there's been some really big improvements on the 3D side versus a 2D.
Yes. So our 3D map is really well detailed, and the thing I like about it, you know, let's say you're on new piece of property or just whatever your hunting scenario is, and you've got some topography on the piece of property you're hunting, you're navigating this thing, it can help you identify, rather than just looking at a contour map the whole time or looking at our topo layer, you can go in, see where you're at, and it actually helps you navigate a little bit easier. So if you're trying to cross over a saddle, get on top of ridges, things like that, it can help you identify those, navigate those. And not only just from a navigation perspective, but identifying where deer could be. You know, a lot of big bucks love cruising through saddles, just on the backside of ridges. They like to bed. You've got all those different areas that, rather than just seeing that 2D above view, you can get into that 3D and identify them easier. And it gives you a visual. It kind of gives you that in-person feel, in-person visual versus, like I said, just being 2D.
Yeah, and like if you use contour lines and topography, you can kind of read some of that, but watching that come to life really quickly and learning how to navigate that with two fingers instead of just one sliding back and forth really makes it easier to plan that hike out. And let's face it, majority of hunters, they're walking in to the same tree stand they've hunted all the time. But if you're a public land guy, if you're out west, even if you're on the east side, if you're just looking for something new, seeing that topography, especially stalking a deer, one of the most fun things you can do is to get out of the stand and go walk and stalk and try to sneak up on one. And utilizing that 3D imagery allows you to kind of utilize the terrain features that are actually there versus what you think is there.
Yes, absolutely.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist. Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
So we got the monthly.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a 3D. What else are we missing or we need to learn more about within the hunt stand app?
There's a couple other features that we just recently came out with this past fall. We've got a new navigational and compass mode on the app. So years prior, you would always kind of see when you'd go to navigate and see your location, you always used to kind of see just like a little blue arrow showing you which way you're pointing. Now you have the capability to double tap on your location and it will give you real time which way you're facing. And then we've also got a new navigational compass lubber line. So prime example, you know, we're just at the end of turkey. There's a couple states that, you know, they're still going to be hunting through, you know, early June. Let's say you're pulling up on a place where, you know, there's a field where birds typically go to right after roost, right after fly down, strut zone. You're pulling up and you hear gobbles. You think that's where they are. You can get on and use that, and you can get a really good estimate of how far you are from those birds. You point right towards where that field is. You've got the lubber line that's showing your yardages, so you get an idea of how close you are to these birds and, you know, how close you can get without getting busted, per se.
Yeah, I can see a guy out west that's glassing something up and he doesn't have a rangefinder good enough to pick up what he's looking for, and like you pull this out and you're like, oh man, that elk's 450 yards away. Yep. I need to cut that distance, and you find those areas on that map very easily. You see those points of reference. Okay, I need to get to this tree, even if I don't have a laser rangefinder there. And sometimes in bad conditions they won't pick up anyways, so that's a nice little backup tool to have.
Yeah, and to your point there, I actually used it for that same scenario when I was elk hunting this past November. We had a snowstorm come in. We spotted a group of seven bulls, and we got set up, put the rangefinder up, clicked real quick, got a range at about 620, and then we just started getting snow. And we're like, crud. And it just couldn't shoot through that snow anymore. And so there was a very defined feature up there that we were able to mark where those elk were. We dropped the pin. So that way, when I used the lubber line, I could, you know, basically verify my distance. So I used it there. Another really good way that I used it is when I was packing out an elk. Wanted to know how far the truck was. I'm like, man, this is really hurting. I need to know how far the truck is. So it kind of helped me just from a mental perspective there as well.
Yeah, and it's so quick and easy because, like, it is seamless. You zoom in, you zoom out, it takes measurements. Like, and you can usually draw a line or measurement and kind of get the path distance. But for this compass, man, it's just so quick and easy, and it points it in the direction of your travel, and you don't have to guess. So I like that.
Absolutely.
What else? I mean, for $30 to get a pro membership, like, we get a lot of features packed into this, and then the whitetail side of it alone, like, let's face it, whitetail guys, like, we're not afraid to spend money. So $40 on the app extra, not that big a deal for most of us, because we waste a lot of money on things that don't help us kill deer.
Yeah. I got a couple of those things sitting in my closet here in the shop, garage, wherever. Man, I think we've done a pretty good coverage. I don't want to get too in depth on what's coming down the pipeline, but just to tell your listeners out there, we do have, some significant updates that will be coming very soon. Can't give an exact date on it. You know, we're getting into summertime, but I can tell you very soon that there's some new stuff that a lot of power users, I think, are going to be very excited about. People who've maybe never used the app before, they're going to love it. And I think we're going to get some people out there that they've maybe used the app a little bit, and they're like, man, it just seems like there's too much going on. Going to try another app. I think we're going to pull them back in real easily.
Okay. So when can we expect these updates to come?
I will say summertime, definitely before deer season, y'all are going to see something new. So, we've talked about it a little bit. Haven't really announced it much, but just for your listeners out there, they should expect to see some new updates that'll be coming. So all the stuff we've talked about, it's still going to exist within the app. Still going to function the same. There's nothing that's going to change from that. Just going to have a new look to it.
Okay. I'll be looking forward to seeing those updates. And hey, who knows? Maybe we'll do another podcast episode to talk just about those new updates.
We're going to have to. Definitely going to have to, man.
Sounds great, man. How did that elk story unfold? Like, dude, were you able to seal the deal?
Yeah, I was able to seal the deal. Got an elk on the third day, and we actually killed two elk in 2 days, 3 days worth of packing out. But if people actually want to see that, we filmed it for a Hunt Stand Original. We filmed good friend of mine, Jermaine Hodge, who's been world elk calling champion. And he's also been a women's USA team wrestling coach for the US Army for 16 years. So we met a while back, got together for an elk hunt, and we filmed it. And so people can actually see that on our YouTube channel. And the film is called Coach.
Okay. We'll have to go check it out. Maybe I'll drop a link to that in the show notes. Where else can we find information about Hunt Stand and download the app for ourselves?
Man, if your listeners just head to www.huntstand.com, they can see everything there. They can see all the different informations for the tiers we have, from free, pro whitetail. They can check out our field notes section. So not only they're going to see stuff about Hunt Stand there, they're going to see stuff about all of our content. We've got lots of really good information and education stuff in there. Deer hunting tips, turkey hunting tips, podcast information, recipes, ton of different stuff in there as well.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for being on the podcast, and I look forward to seeing those updates here this summer.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you having me on, and we can't wait to show everybody it either.
Sounds great.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.